August 16th, 2017. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, if mankind could only comprehend the urgency that brings me, Lord and Creator of all, to earth, to speak to you during these last times. I call you once again to embrace holy love with your whole heart, as it is all that stays the hand of disaster. Holy love is my commandments. To reject holy love is to reject my will for you. Holy love is forming the remnant faithful to which all are called, but few are listening. If I can create the smallest blade of grass and have known of its existence for all eternity, how much more have I anticipated these times in which every moment-to-moment decision is hinged on holy love in hearts? The existence of everyday life, as you know it, is now at stake. You see the enemy as he exists in errant leaders who threaten nuclear war, and rightfully so. Today, I remind you, evil is everywhere that holy love is opposed in hearts. Therefore, pray for the victory of the acceptance of holy love in all hearts. This is the path of peace. A note is given to read Exodus chapter 20, 18 through 20. Now when all the people perceived the thunderings and the lightnings and the sound of the trumpet and the mountain smoking, the people were afraid and trembled. And they stood afar off and said to Moses, "You speak to us and we will hear, but let not God speak to us, lest we die." And Moses said to the people, "Do not fear, for God has come to prove you, and that the fear of him may be before your eyes, that you may not sin." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.